Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we will discuss on the topic 9 stages of Bhagavad Gita study. Topic on Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is a book composed by Srila Rupa Goswami, who was immediate follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are considered as Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami, because he understood the mood and mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes our Prabhupada has offered that prayer here in introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamanyam Dadati Swapadam. So he came to establish the mood and mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. So for our guidance, how to execute pure devotional service, he has composed this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada has presented summary study of this book, The Nectar of Devotion. And Prabhupada gives a caption there, The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. So this is Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. Very systematically, Rupa Goswami has presented. One particular topic there is 9 stages of bhakti. So, in the process of bhakti, we go through all these 9 stages until we attain perfection. From our conditioned stage up to love of Godhead, there are 9 stages. We will recite those 2 verses in which Rupa Goswami analyzes these 9 stages. If you have Bhagavad Gita, you have Bhagavad Gita as it is? Maybe you must be having something like this. Hare Krishna. You have your mobiles or whatever? You must be having. Open 4th chapter, 10th verse purport. Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, 10th verse purport. So these verses describing 9 stages of bhakti are quoted by Srila Prabhupada there in the purport. Kindly repeat after me.
Ado shadda tata sadhu sangota bhajana kriya tato narta nidhati syat ततो निष्ठा रुचिस्ततः अता शक्तिस्ततो भावस् तता प्रेमाभ्युदन्वन्ति साधकानामयं प्रेम्णः प्रादुर्भावे भवेत् क्रमः आदो श्रद्धा तथा साधु संगोत भजन क्रिया ततो नर्तन निवृत्ति स्यात् ततो निष्ठा रुचिस्ततः अता शक्तिस्ततो भावस् तथा प्रेमाभ्युदनुसति साधकानामयं प्रेम्णः प्रादुर्भावे भवेत् क्रमः Ado Shadda Tata Sadhu
Ado Shadda Tata Sadhu
Sangota Bhajanakriya
Sangota Bhajanakriya
Tato Nartani Vrittisya
Tato Nartani Vrittisya
Tato Nishta Ruchistataha
Tato Nishta Ruchistataha
Ata Satyistato Bhava
Ata Satyistato Bhava
Tata prema abhyudanchati
Tata prema abhyudanchati
Sadakanamayam premnaha
Sadakanamayam premnaha
Pradurbhave bhavetramaha
Pradurbhave bhavetramaha
Anyone would like to recite?
Adho shraddha tata sadhu
Adho shraddha tata sadhu
Sangota
bhajana kriya
Tato
Nartha Nivrittisya Tato Nishta Ruchistataha Ata Satyistato Bhavas Tata Prema Abhyudanchati Sadakanamayam Premna Pradurbhave Bhavetramaha
self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master and under his instructions, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness in self-realization and acquires a taste for hearing about the Absolute Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. This taste leads one further forward to attachment from Krishna consciousness, which is matured in bhava, the preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Real love for God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. So some comments are there. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So by the slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being free from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustration that result in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain to the abode of the Supreme Lord. So, begins with Ado Shraddha, faith. So, Prabhupada here explains what is this faith, preliminary desire for self-realization. So, desire should be there, or attraction should be there, or some taste for spiritual life. This is called Shraddha. So there is some verse, you know, of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the seed of devotional creeper is planted in the heart. What is this seed? So, Guru puts on seed or what? In the heart, by some heart surgery, inject some seed there. What is the meaning of that? So, he gives siksha, instructions, or he preaches by that this taste and desire and attraction for self-realization is awakened in the heart. That bija means it is shraddha, faith, this attraction, desire and taste. That is the meaning of bija, that seed in that verse. So this is faith. And because of that we come in the association of devotees, that is sadhu sangha. In sadhu sangha there are two stages, as Prabhupada explains here. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by elevated spiritual master. So that means in sadhu sangha there are two stages. One is general association, you come to the association of devotees. And another is you become initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. So, and then under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. This is called bhajana kriya. Our begins the process of devotional service. What is the meaning of that? We don't, whatever we do before initiation, it is not beginning. So, this means that actual devotional service begins, bhajana kriya devotional service begins after initiation. And whatever we do before initiation, that brings us to the platform of initiation. So in 13th chapter also, Srila Prabhupada in the Parpat, he mentioned 8 to 12 verses. Parpat he gives together, there he explains that how transcendental life begins after initiation. So in this way, bhajana kriya starts, and bhajana kriya, so regularly practicing chanting, association, all these 64 angas of bhakti we follow, given by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Ratnanga of Hindu. So then after that, by execution of devotional service under the guidance of one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness in self-realization. Material attachment. So that is anartha nivritti. So we have different kinds of anarthas. Some acharyas have explained that there are four sources of anarthas. So one is sinful activities. If you do sinful activities, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, all these things are born. And if you do pious activities, then kama, krodha, lobha, moha. Why? Because by doing pious activities also, we get material facilities, then we develop enjoying tendency. So kama, krodha, lobha is born. So therefore Krishna says, both, whether it is pious or impious, we have to become free from them. Ube sukruta duskruta, second chapter. So ube means both, sukruta duskruta. Sukruta means pious activities and duskruta means impious activities. So both we should transcend. And so first one is called what I said, sinful activities, that is duskrutota. And second one is sukrutota. Third one is bhakti yota. By doing devotional service also anarthas are born. How is it like that? If we do imperfect devotional service, then that will not give spiritual result, it will give some material result. You may get name, fame, position, material wealth. Even when you come to the temple also, people will address you as Prabhu. Then we become excited. So then when we start enjoying those results, then anarthas will be born. So this is bhakti yoga. And then aparadhota. Aparadhota means, anarthas born of simple reactions. Offenses. We may do offenses to the holy name, we may do offenses to Vaishnavas, like that. So in this way, these four sources of anarthas are there. So anartha nivritti stage means, so we have to become free from these anarthas. And generally this stage is very long stage, It may take one lifetime to become free. But compared to eternity, since time immemorial we are in the material world, one lifetime is not so big. It's very fast. Just a flash in eternity. Like you all take, nowadays modern society, one disease is clicking photos, everywhere. Everywhere they go and click some photo. So that moment of flash, you see there. So it is like that compared to eternity. So then when we become free from anarthas, then we come to nishta, stage of nishta. So nishta means steadiness, where there will be no ups and downs. You will be just straight, what we call superfast highway, So just straight, no obstructions, nothing. No road breaks, no signals, no need to stop, just straight going. That is the stage of nishta. Krishna explained that Esham Tantala Dampata Janana Bhunikarna Kedvanta Moham Nirmukta Vajante Ma Dhrida Prata. So that is called Dhrida Bhakti. So Bhakti, Nashta Prayesha Abhadreshu Vithyam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Ruttana Shloke Bhakti Bhagavati Naishtaki. Naishtaki. I'll come back to that one day later. So then we come to the stage of nishta, steadiness. Then after steadiness, we come to the stage of ruchi, taste. So we start relishing. So other way also, from the beginning we get happiness in bhakti. But because of anartha, sometimes there must be obstruction in that flow of rasa, flow of happiness. But at this level of ruchi, there will be continuous flow of rasa, happiness of bhakti. So, from this stage, we are just dragged to perfection. Very nice, no? You don't have to push yourself in the morning to get up, chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise also Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned Rati process in the Nectar of Devotion, third verse, Prabhupada, he says that Krishna consciousness having, or devotional service having begun, it drags us to perfection, he says. So, otherwise also bhakti is like that. Once you begin, but especially at this stage, you will be just dragged to perfection. That is ruchi, taste. And then we come to the stage of asakti, attachment. So attachment is like, it's just like, young man and young woman getting attracted to, in love. They cannot live without each other. I don't know, this is just imaginary poet's imagination. Sometime our acharyas have given this example. For instance, Guru Goswami composed a verse. He prayed to Lord Krishna that let my attraction be flow towards you like a young man's attraction towards young woman. Sometimes they have given this example. But otherwise they have always condemned this. This is all just some Maya's trick. So coming back to the point that we develop attachment and after that bhava. Bhava is preliminary stage of love of Godhead and prema is love of Godhead. Here Srila Prabhupada he explains prema is, in prema stage there is constant engagement in transcendental loving service of the Lord. What is prema? It is intense devotional service, very intense, constant engagement in devotional service. nothing imaginary.
Love means something like that. Some vague idea.
Just intense.
And very spontaneous.
There are, of course, there are many descriptions about prema.
Love of God, we become eligible to enter into pastimes of Krishna. We may be taking part in the pastimes of Krishna. So, we will be situated in our original position, that is called Swarupa Siddhi. Swarupa means our original position, our relationship with Krishna. These are all symptoms of prema. So, now, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained these nine stages to Rupa Goswami, he compared this bhakti to the creeper. Like in the beginning we discussed, you know, in the middle we were discussing that how Shraddha means seed of creeper for devotional service. And Sadhu Sangha is that second stage. Sadhu Sangha is that protection for that creeper, fencing. Otherwise some animal may come and eat that. So that protection is called Sadhu Sangha. Unless we are in Sadhu Sangha, that creeper will not be protected. It will be eaten and destroyed. So by some animals. And third is Bhajana Kriya, that is watering process. Giving food, that water to that creeper. So then, fourth stage, Anartha Nivritti is along with the creeper, some unwanted weeds also they grow when you give water. So, like that, you may be chanting Hare Krishna, but along with nourishing our creeper of devotional service, we would be nourishing some other weeds also. Sometimes they said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, drinking milk gives nourishment to the body, but also it arouses some anarthas in the, you know, kama krodha in the heart, some lust in the heart, drinking milk. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not allow his sannyasis to drink milk. Proper encouraged. Some differences we can see in Acharya's teachings. Achitya Vedavati. So, along with, when we chant Hare Krishna, our creeper is nourished. But along with that, anarthas are also nourished. That is basically because we do chanting with offenses. So, in the beginning stage, if we don't do offenses, if we chant offenselessly, then we will be able to at least identify what are these weeds. And we see often in the beginning, if you see that creeper and the weeds, you know, it is very difficult to, that seedling and the weeds are, it's very difficult to identify which one is actual creeper and which are unwanted weeds. So sometimes we may not be able to understand it. Like recently one devotee, he wanted to put my lectures in website. I just thought on that. Whether I am doing it for preaching or self-aggrandizement. Right or not? So, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, identify it. So, anyway, Krishna Katha is always good. Everyone will be benefited. So, like that, if our heart is fixed in devotional service, then whatever we do, that becomes devotional service. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna himself instructed us. So, Uddhava, Radhi Sarni Vishta. So, heart should be fixed in devotional service. Then whatever we do, it becomes devotional service. If heart is not fixed in devotional service, then what happens? Apparently it may be a devotional activity, but still it is nourishing unwanted weeds. So in this way, we have to be very careful at this stage. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that these weeds are asankhya gana, unlimited number of leads. So you see one creeper would be there and around that so many leads come up. So if they are not identified and removed, then what happens? They may take all the advantages which we are supplying to weeds, so creeper of devotional service, and they will be nourished and they will grow stronger, and then creeper of devotional service will become weak and dry. So in this way we have to be very careful. So that requires guidance, philosophical, someone should be observing us. It needs philosophical intelligence to understand and identify that. So therefore everyday hearing, everyday reading, philosophy is very important. So in this way he compared them to unwanted weeds, and when we remove them, then that creeper of devotional service, you know, grows steadily. And then it grows, then you know, buds, they start coming, buds, small buds, what they say, ankur, North Indians may be knowing this word. So buds start coming, sprouting, and eventually that transforms into flower. So that bud is attachment. And then flower is bhava, because bhava is preliminary stage of prema. So when we see that flowers are appearing, then immediately we understand that very soon there will be fruit. So that fruit is love of God, prema. So in this way, these nine stages are explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Govasan. This is in 19th chapter of Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, there is a whole book written about it by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Madhurya Kadamini. Prabhupada has explained all these things in his purports. So these nine stages. And one point to understand, in these nine stages, they are like continuous. So Shraddha, after Shraddha comes Sadhu Sangha. But it's not that Shraddha will stop when we come to Sadhu Sangha stage. It will continue. Up to Prema it will continue. And Sadhu Sangha also, it is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakti Moolahaya Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janmaho Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. So the beginning of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. And even after attaining prema, then also it remains an important limb. So Sadhu Sangha will continue. Bhajan Kriya will continue. It's not that oh, you came to Anartha Nivritti stage, then you stop Bhajan Kriya. You will not stop chanting, right? You will continue chanting. Then Anartha Nivritti happens, comes to, you will come to the stage of Nishtha. That doesn't mean all the Anarthas will be completely cleared off. Some anarthas will remain. Maximum, some 70-80% of most of the anarthas will be removed. And after that, later, so those anarthas will not become, in general, they don't become obstacles. They will just get. Sometimes, some anarthas they remain up to the stage of bhava. Especially, those anarthas which are caused by aparadha, you know, offenses, they remain up to the stage of bhava. It is told about, Bharatmala, you know the example of Bharatmala. So in 50th of Bhagavatam, there is a description of Maharaj King Bharata. So he attained bhava. You see there, the description is there, symptoms, tears were flowing, tears were standing, and all the symptoms of bhava are explained there about Bharat Maharaj. Then still he fell down, he became a deer in his next life. So Jiva Goswami, he commented that it was because of some previous offense he had made, therefore he developed attachment to. But here, even on that stage, so, well, but that is generally great, but still we have to be cautious. So in this way, this anatta will continue. And even we see that, even in Krishna's pastimes, when Krishna played his flute, not all gopis could go to Krishna. Some gopis, they were stopped by, we read in Krishna book. Some gopis were stopped by their relatives, family members. Because they still had some contamination. Because of intense separation from Krishna after that, they became purified and with their spiritual body, they went and took part in Rasa Lila. So like that, some anarthas may remain in later stages also. So then we see nishtha, so that also goes on, steadiness, ruchi. Example is given about ruchi, that sugarcane juice would be there, then molasses, and then sugar candy, like that it becomes condensed, taste. So then asakti also. So in this way, this, they continue these stages, all the nine stages. And again, these nine stages can be classified into three. I quoted that was prayam, nashta prayesh abhadreshu, nityam bhavata sevaya, bhagavati uttama shloke, bhaktir bhavati naishriti. So when we, proper he translated, by regular attendance in the classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. So every day here in Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Of course, here in the city it is very difficult to hear Bhagavata every day. So city life is not conducive for you, not favorable for devotion. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, then so nashta prayesh abhadreshu, prayeshu, almost all like that. You see their translation. Almost all are, all the anarthas are destroyed. Now almost all means what? Some. Of course, Bhagavatam can completely purify us. But here particularly it speaks about how by engaging in this sadhana of everyday hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we come to the stage of bhava. In bhava there may be some traces of anarthas. Then we go to prema. So immediate result is bhava, then is prema. So while, although both are results, sadhya, goal, but there is some differentiation is made between bhava and prema because of these traces of anatta in bhava stage. So anyway, coming back to this point, that before anatta nivritti, that is called anishtita bhakti. Then anartha nivritti, then naishtika bhakti afterwards. These are three, again, classifications in these nine stages. And so just like these nine stages of bhakti are there, and Rupa Goswami explains different angas of bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So total there are 64 items are there. How to execute devotional service. So hearing Bhagavatam, taking association of devotees, worshipping the deities, chanting the holy names, visiting holy places, offering obeisances in front of the Lord, worshipping Tulasi, like that, so much. Taking shelter of Guru, taking initiation, all this. So 64 angas are, items are divided, explained. And so again, Rupa Goswami, he explains that either you may follow one of these angas or you may follow all of them to attain perfection. Now, that following one item of bhakti and attaining perfection is called ekanga bhakti, and following all this, so items or many items is called Bahu Anga Bhakti, and he gives different examples for this.
So, like nine, there are also nine stages, nine Navavidamati, nine items of devotional service. So, Shavanam, Parikshit Maharaj is the example for hearing, you know, Shavanam, hearing and attaining perfection in devotional service. Similarly, Shukdev Goswami is Kirtana, he spoke about Krishna and attained perfection. Then Smaranam is, you know, Prahlad Maharaj. Anyone knows how this nine examples for Navavidha Bhakti attain perfection by following Ekanta, only one Anga. Then Smaranam afterwards, Padasevana, Lakshmi Devi. Then Archana, anyone knows? Prithu Maharaj, yeah. Vandanam, Akrura, yeah. And then Dasyam, Satyam, and Atmanivedanam is Rukmini Devi is another example. Atmanivedanam. So, like that, different examples are given by Rupa Goswami. Anyone would like to tell example for Bahumba Bhakti, one who followed many items of devotional service and attained perfection? Ambarishnava, yeah. It is explained. Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada has quoted those verses. Savayamana Krishna Padaravindaya Vacham Sivaikunta Gunan Varnane Karo Hare Mandira Vajana Vishu Shuti Chakara Chuta Satkato Hare. So like that, many Angad Bhakti are being described. Meant about Ambarish Maharaj, he followed them. So in this way one can attain this perfection. Now, among many angas of bhakti, now all these angas, items of bhakti can be understood in nine stages. For example, offering obeisances. Initially you may develop some attraction, okay, everyone is offering obeisances, let me offer obeisances. So then you may learn how to offer obeisances properly in the association of devotees. Then you may keep doing obeisances regularly. And by doing that, so our there may be some mistakes which we do. There are like in Srila Prabhupada, like in Navavidha Bhakti, Vandana means offering obeisances and offering prayers, both it is. Just like Padasevana means massaging the feet of the Lord and also using our feet in the service of the Lord. That means going to temple, holy places, like that. There are different meanings for each of this. So, in offering obeisances, Vandanam, Srila Prabhupada, he explains, we make many offenses while offering obeisances. So, what are the offenses? Just to give an example, sometime you see, when devotees come inside the temple, they would be holding something in one hand, they will offer obeisances with one hand like this. So, that is offense while offering obeisances. We should offer obeisances with the full hand, both the hands, stretching ourselves. So, not that sometimes inside they hold there something they will be catching, inside some valuable. So, like this, there are many offenses while offering obeisances. Hope I am not discouraging your devotion service by telling all these things. So, that's why it is a science. Bhakti is a science, it is. So, Prabhupada gives some list of five offenses while offering obeisances. So, becoming free from that is anartha nivritti in offering obeisances. Then we become steady in offering obeisances. So like that. Then we develop taste. We cannot remain without offering obeisances. So in this way, then we come to the stage when we offer obeisances, we start feeling ecstasy. So in this way, all these items can be understood. So one of the items is hearing Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, hearing scriptures out of 64. So we may hear, study or read Bhagavad Gita. So there are nine stages of Bhagavad Gita study. So what is the meaning of that? So first we may have some attraction, or let me see what is there in Bhagavad Gita. Or people, someone may come and give you Bhagavad Gita, push in your hand, although you may not like, anyway I have got it, let me see what is there in this. That is called Shraddha. And like when I read, I didn't know that there is ISKCON and there are devotees all over the world and all. My friend had brought a Bhagavad Gita and we were staying together in the hostel. And I thought, I was going to holidays to my native place. Then I thought, okay, let me see what is there in Bhagavad Gita. I took that and I read that. I was very inspired. So initial Shraddha, that I have, attraction. So let me see what is there in that. Then we come in the association of devotees. So, and take help from them to understand that. Then we actually start studying it. Bhajana Kriya, that is. Then all the doubts go away. That is Anantana Bhakti. We will have so many doubts, right? So they go away. Then our understanding becomes, understanding of devotion service or philosophy of Bhagavad Gita becomes clear. That is called steadiness. Then we develop taste for reading Bhagavad Gita. So every day we want to read Bhagavad Gita. Gita Amritam, that Amrita, we start relishing. Gita Amritam it is. So in that Gita Mahatmya verses, it is explained that how it is, Bhagavad Gita is like a nectar it is. So it is compared to nectar, Gita Amritam. And then, so we develop attachment to it. Without reading, we feel something is missing from it. We develop attachment. Srila Prabhupada ji spoke about Bhagavatam. How devotees relish in our Bhagavatam. I gave that example before. In that Machita Bhagavata Prana, Bodhayanta Prasthara and Katayanta Shnamanityam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and His devotees is fully described. 10.9. Thus the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in the association. So in this way, we start taking pleasure in Bhagavad Gita. We develop attachment to Bhagavad Gita. So then after that, we start feeling ecstasy by studying Bhagavad Gita, reading Bhagavad Gita. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rama, so in the temple, in Sri Ram temple, Ramana temple, he saw one Brahmana. He was studying Bhagavad Gita. Others were making fun of him, looking at him and making fun of him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that this person has something, he is experiencing something special. So he went and asked him, "What's wrong? People are making fun of you, but I feel that you are so relishing something." Then that person, he said, "My guru told me to read Bhagavad Gita every day, 18 chapters. Although I cannot read, but because he has ordered me, I try to do. As soon as I open Bhagavad Gita, this picture of Krishna, Partha Sarathi, how Supreme Lord has become his chariot driver of his dear devotee. So that comes in front of me and I feel ecstasy. Tears start flowing from my eyes. So that devotee had attained just by his simple determination to follow the instructions of spiritual master, he attained perfection of reading Bhagavad Gita. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that you have understood the message of Bhagavad Gita. You are most, so you are qualified to understand Bhagavad Gita. So he appreciated that. So from that we see that he was feeling the ecstasy of reading Bhagavad Gita. Literally he was not reading, but I am just giving. So devotees, when they read Bhagavad Gita, they will feel like that. all the symptoms of ecstasy will come. So it happens like that with us. When we read Bhagavad Gita, so boring, so much philosophy. What is this karma, jnana, yoga, karma mimamsa, samkhya, buddhi yoga, all this mahatattva, 24 material elements. That must be the most boring topic, I think, mahatattva. Last year I was teaching Bhagavad Gita. So we covered first 6 chapter. When we came to 7th chapter, it was so relishing, because it was directly bhakti is being described there. Then again we came to 13th chapter, and again all, you know, consciousness, matter, right? So again worry brought back. Devotees are feeling better. So anyway, so one attempts so ecstasy by studying Bhagavad Gita. Then they attain lower Godhead. So these 9 stages of Bhagavad Gita are explained by Srila Prabhupada in one purport to Bhagavad Gita. How many of you are in Bhagavad Gita? All of you are. Where it is 9 stages of Bhagavad Gita study? Second chapter? 8th chapter, 28th verse purport. Last paragraph. You can open if you have Bhagavad Gita with you. I will just read that. Many times we read, I think many of you must have read many times, right? How many of you read more than one time Bhagavad Gita? Still we miss, no, all these things. So when we study under guidance, then we become, we understand more, better. Many devotees express many like that. So I am searching that. So I will just read that paragraph. One who has little faith in Bhagavad Gita should learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee, because in the beginning of the 4th chapter it is clearly stated that Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees. No one else can perfectly understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Many people want to understand Bhagavad Gita, like yesterday we met. So that gentleman, elderly gentleman. So one should therefore learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee of Krishna, not from mental speculators. This is a sign of faith. You know, faith. When one searches for a devotee and finally gets devotee's association, one actually begins to study and understand Bhagavad Gita. Like I said, when we take initiation, then our bhakti begins. Actual study of Bhagavad Gita. You may read before that, but actual study becomes under the guidance of devotee. So often many people read Bhagavad Gita as it is, but they completely get a very wrong idea of the whole thing, right? So by advancement in the association of devotee, one is placed in devotional service. And this service dispels all one's misgivings about Krishna or God, and Krishna's activities, form, pastime, name and other features. This is Anartha Nivritti. After these misgivings have been perfectly cleared away, one becomes fixed in one's study. Then one relishes the study of Bhagavad Gita and attains the state of feeling always Krishna conscious. In the advanced stage, one falls completely in love with Krishna. This highest perfectional stage of life enables the devotee to be transferred to Krishna's abode in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan. Like I said, prema means we enter into Krishna's pastime, where the devotee becomes eternally happy. So now how many, now we have to understand, we are in which stage of Bhagavad Gita study now? So we discussed there are 9 stages of Bhagavad Gita study. Okay. I think you all must be in bhava stage. So we are in which stage of Bhagavad Gita study? Who will tell? Of course, individually we may be in different stages. Shraddha? That Prabhupada says he is in Shraddha stage. most of the devotees would be all over the world. Most of the devotees, I am not saying everyone, you all must be. Most of us would be in Anartha Nivrutti stage. We are clearing off our doubts about everything. There can be doubts about different things. Like here Prabhupada speaks about misgivings about God, Krishna, His form, activities, pastimes, etc. This is one kind of doubt about our relationship with God. You know, what is God? Who is He? What is His form, activities, Krishna? You know, His names, all these things. And what is our relationship with Him? So there can be doubts about process, bhakti, you know, whether I am following this, this will give me results, or, you know, there may be conflicts about understanding what is actual process of devotional service. And there will be struggle going on, no, inside, right or not, what I should do. Sometimes we may be in a stage, many young boys are there, whether I should take to Grihastha Ashram or Brahmachari Ashram, how I can be a good devotee. So like that, we will be completely confused often. So, of course, if you decide to become Grihastha or Brahmachari, that doesn't mean we become free from all the doubts. But that is one important decision. This is another, that can be, and there can be doubt about goal of life. What is actual goal of life. So in this way, sometimes even in higher level also, so many volcanic eruptions come. So sometime in ISKCON there was one conflict about Jiva fall down. I think still it is going on. Whether Jiva was there in the Goloka Vrindavana or not. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yam prapya maam nivartante tadram, after going there, one never comes back like that. But of course, Krishna didn't say that you don't have any choice to come back. If you wish, you can come back. Krishna didn't say that you don't have choice to come back. Choice is there. And that also, that verse should be understood in comparison with going to other abodes, like abodes of demigods. If you go to the abode of demigods, you will be forced to come back. But if you go to Krishna's abode, you will not be forced to come back. But if you can choose, you can choose to come back. But, that's how we understood. I understood. We always say we have eternal relation with Krishna. If we speak about eternal relationship, how Jiva can be only in the material world, not in the Goloka Vrindavana? There is no point, no? So there can be many confusions, but Bhagavad Gita is very clear. So in this way, most of us would be struggling with this, doubts. Now in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna spoke about doubts also. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when he spoke about transcendental knowledge. This transcendental knowledge is knowledge of Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva. That is transcendental knowledge. So Lord has explained that there, Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva. So, Krishna speaks that how doubt can destroy our bhakti. Agyasya shradhanasya samshayatma vinashati nayam lokosti na paro na sukam samshayatmanah. So, but ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For doubting soul there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. In this way, vinashati means it's a very strong word again. It destroys our bhakti. So it destroys our creeper of devotional service.
And like yeah, Krishna says.
But we see in Bhagavatam also it is explained that doubt is a symptom of intelligence. One who is like a stone, he cannot doubt. One who has intelligence, he only can doubt, right? So, like that, doubt can also be positive. So, we may. But when the knowledge is coming from an authorized source, we should not doubt that. What's the point? So, doubting is a sign of intelligence, but we should not doubt. So, that which is coming from authorized source. And doubt is also. Doubt is also a sign of ignorance. Lord Krishna says, you have to cut that with a sword of knowledge. And in Bhagavad Gita, throughout Bhagavad Gita, there is so much discussion from beginning to end, what is knowledge and what is ignorance. So, from that we will understand how to cut this. We will stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So, we will, I don't know, we will not take questions. Okay. Time for darshan. I didn't know, otherwise I would have stopped that. Okay, one question.
Initiation. Yeah, so actual meaning of initiation is dedication. He throws his life to Guru and Krishna. But sometimes, or most of the times, those devotees who are following the basic standards, chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles, they are also initiated. But that is very preliminary stage qualification for initiation. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna never says, oh, you should only chant 16 rounds. He says, satatam kirtayantuma. He says, sarva dharma parityajyam. So we have to fully surrender to Krishna. But that may take some time, you know, to completely surrender and dedicate. So, preliminary qualification who have, they are initiated. But they should faithfully follow those standards. Then they will come to the point of initiation. But in the meantime, there are all these creepers, weeds, all this discussion we give that may destroy the weaken our bhakti. So therefore, there should be protection. There should be continuous watering. So for the creeper of bhakti. So sometimes it happens. Sometimes initiation is taken on a superficial platform. So that may also happen. But in India, you know, people are very much attracted to initiation. Diksha, diksha, diksha. In Bengal also, dikka, 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 etc. So it should not happen like that. Okay? So we'll stop here. You can ask me personally. Hare Krishna.